Daniel Defoe an introduction. Defoe is most well known for his classic novels Robinson Crusoe and Moll Flanders. Born around 1659, he was also a journalist, a pamphleteer, a businessman, a spy, and a writer of short stories. His life was long and colourful, covering all manner of fields, and usually closely followed by political intrigue or unpaid bills. But the breadth of his works are still highly regarded. Indeed, his Journal of a Plague Year is an important account of that disastrous year for England. His novels, of course, are regularly used as the basis of films and TV shows, as well as lauded for their contribution to the birth of novels as an art form. In these short stories, Defoe succinctly emblazons his style upon subjects as diverse as apparitions, pirates, and politics. This volume is brought to your ears by Richard Midgley and Gazelle.
Dickory Cronk, The Dumb Philosopher, or Great Britain's Wonder, by Daniel Defoe. Containing 1. A faithful and very surprising account of how Dickory Cronk, a tinner's son in the county of Cornwall, was born dumb, and continued so for 58 years, and how some days before he died he came to his speech, with memoirs of his life and the manner of his death. 2. A declaration of his faith and principles in religion, with a collection of select meditations composed in his retirement. 3. His prophetical observations upon the affairs of Europe, more particularly of Great Britain, from 1720 to 1729. The whole extracted from his original papers and confirmed by unquestionable authority. To which is annexed his elegy, written by a young Cornish gentleman of Exeter College in Oxford, with an epitaph by another hand, Non quis sed quid. Preface. The formality of a preface to this little book might have been very well omitted if it were not to gratify the curiosity of some inquisitive people who, I foresee, will be apt to make objections against the reality of the narrative. Indeed, the public has too often been imposed upon by fictitious stories, and some of a very late date, so that I think myself obliged by the usual respect which is paid to candid and impartial readers to acquaint them, by way of introduction, with what they are to expect and what they may depend upon, and yet with this caution, too, that it is an indication of ill nature or ill manners, if not both, to pry into a secret that is industriously concealed. However, that there may be nothing wanting on my part, I do hereby assure the reader that the papers from whence the following sheets are extracted are now in town, in the custody of a person of unquestionable reputation, who, I will be bold to say, will not only be ready, but proud to produce them upon a good occasion. And that, I think, is as much satisfaction as the nature of this case requires. As to the performance, it can signify little now to make an apology upon that account any farther than this, that if the reader pleases, he may take notice that what he has now before him was collected from a very large bundle of papers, most of which were writ in shorthand and very ill digested. However, this may be relied upon, that though the language is something altered, and now and then a word thrown in to help the expression, yet strict care has been taken to speak the author's mind, and keep as close as possible to the meaning of the original. For the design, I think there is nothing need be said in vindication of that. Here is a dumb philosopher introduced to a wicked and degenerate generation, as a proper emblem of virtue and morality, and if the world could be persuaded to look upon him with candour and impartiality, and then to copy after him, the editor has gained his end, and would think himself sufficiently recompensed for his present trouble. Part 1. Among the many strange and surprising events that help to fill the accounts of this last century, I know none that merit more an entire credit, or are more fit to be preserved and handed to posterity than those I am now going to lay before the public. Dickory Cronk, the subject of the following narrative, was born at a little hamlet near St. Columb in Cornwall on the 29th of May 1660, being the day and year in which King Charles II was restored. His parents were of mean extraction, but honest, industrious people, and well beloved in their neighbourhood. His father's chief business was to work at the tin mines. His mother stayed at home to look after the children, of which they had several living at the same time. Our Dickory was the youngest, and being but a sickly child, had always a double portion of her care and tenderness.